B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to your February 13th, one day before Valentine's Day.
Hope you got it planned out.
Gosh, I was hiding boxes yesterday so Sterling wouldn't see.
Good. I put a update from you in our show rundown for today, Roy, because I'd like to get an update on your Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because a lot of people at this time might not know what happened.
Oh, how I screwed up and almost let Valentine's Day not happen.
You thought Sterling was going to do it. Sterling thought you were going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And now you have something cool planned.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to talk about that later on the show.
Okay.
Not right now. And what's going on in your world, Loren? How are you feeling today, sitting on your pregnancy ball?
Yes, I am willing myself better, and I don't care what it takes. I slept for a couple hours yesterday when I went home, and I still, like, didn't feel 100% when I woke up, and I'm so sick of feeling like crud. I'm just willing myself better at this point. I'm sitting on the ball. I'm wearing my pregnancy brace.
Yeah.
I am, like, taking on the day.
Love it.
You don't do that every day? That's the only way I get out of bed.
Oh, man, when you feel like crud, it is like you're dragging yourself.
Yeah, I hear you.
And
I know.
I felt like that for like almost 2 weeks now. I'm like, I'm sick of it.
So is it safe to say that you feel a little rougher with this pregnancy so far than you did with Cash? Do you remember?
No, here's the thing. Like, I felt great. I was telling Captain Jim this in the elevator on the way up. I felt great up until 2 weeks ago. And then I got this viral thing. And I haven't felt the same since then. And I'm like, I know it's just because I've been sick, but it's been like screwing with my emotions and my sleep and my, you know, the way you carry yourself every day. I'm like, I'm done with it.
Speaking of the show rundown, Roy, at 7 a.m. this morning, we're going to talk about how Loren cries on the drop of a dime now.
Right? The last 2 weeks I have.
That's a pretty cool move.
What about your day in 30 seconds?
That was it.
That was it, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Recovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my day in 30 seconds, I did what everyone's always been asking me to do. I took my dog on a walk trying to meet people.
Oh, good.
The furthest I got was talking to the male woman.
That's okay. That's a good start.
Yeah. Well, was she at your house?
No, she was just walking the neighborhood, too. But at one point,
she was at my front door. We never made it out.
But get this. So this is how slow I am. She was able to walk. Our neighborhood, you have to walk up to the door to put the mail in, not the mail box
that's
at the
cool.
end. She was able to walk up to the door and then still go all the way back down to the other house and still pass me. I mean, she was moving yesterday.
Now, had she said, did you do any, like, how long you been working in the neighborhood?
No, I just said, hey, good afternoon.
Oh. Yeah. It's a good conversation.
And then at one point when I realized that she was beating me, I'm like, whoa, you're moving today.
That's good. I'm glad you took a walk.
Yeah. Well, Callie was
nice out.
It was nice out. And I wanted to take Callie around the block. And then we ran into a mean dog. And then the Callie was all distraught and had to go back.
Oh. Where was the dog?
It was in the fenced yard, but still Callie freaked out.
Yeah, barking and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Mani?
I did a little good deed. I was driving out of my neighborhood to go pick up my daughter, and I just happened to look to the right, and I saw that there's an older man and an older woman that live in like a ranch style home, and he had pulled his car into the garage and was trying to get a lawnmower out of the back of his car all by himself. So I drove past him, and I made the left to like leave, and then I go, you know what? I'm going to go help that guy.
That's
so I stopped,
nice.
I reversed it. I backed, got pulled up in front of his driveway. I said, hey, let me help you. And I've seen the guy 1,000 times and never thought to talk to him. We waved, but that's it. Anyway, I get out, and he's got a British accent, which was already funny because I never spoke with him. I've seen him for 3 years.
You didn't expect
it. No, he's like, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. And so I went to help him lift. I felt bad, too, because I went to help him lift the lawnmower out of the back of his car, and I lifted too soon.
Oh, so it almost
and
fell
kind of like, well, his hand, well, he wasn't ready, and he like quickly pulled his hand out.
Wow.
I said, sorry, dude. Wait, let me know when you're ready. He's like, all right, let's give it a heave-ho, shall we?
Count me in.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my good deed, helping someone pull his lawnmower out of his car yesterday.
Look at you. Very good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We were talking off the air, and the mics went off. It's the main one in the room, Morning Show.
So yesterday on the show, like around 7:50, I told everyone that there's a big national story that includes a woman named Lori Vallow and her husband named Chad Daybell. And I knew Lori Vallow pretty well, like 20 years ago, and her brother Alex, who were involved in this crazy case that includes missing children, suspiciously murdered people. Now Alex is dead.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time that you've spoken to either of them? 20 years ago?
So it's 2020. I would say the last time I had contact with Alex was 2007. And the last time I had contact with Lori was probably around the same time, if not 2006-ish, maybe, before that. And I'm not going to say on the air who my mutual person is, the connection to it all. But I feel really, really bad for the person
that you know them through.
That I know them through. Mm-hmm. This person's life has changed. And so this is going to be a Dateline story tomorrow night. Apparently, Lori Vallow feels like she's a god and she's wiping anybody out in her path that gets in her way of her mission in this cult-like thought process that she has. So I went on the air yesterday and told that story. I got a DM from more than one person and got comments from people that were like, Maney, you know, make sure you're safe, haha. And then I had a neighbor tell me yesterday that he heard the story and he had no idea that I had the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he turned to his wife yesterday. They were in the car driving and he goes,
he's next.
He better watch out for himself.
He's next.
And I'm like, she can't take out any person that she's ever known in 40 years of her life or however old she is.
Is this the mob?
I will say the person that did get the life insurance policy, that person better be secured right now.
And it is a really sad, crazy story, but it was funny yesterday, though, because then it got me thinking, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, what's the connection?
I would say be lightly aware.
Set your alarm at night.
But in all fairness, I haven't said anything. I haven't done anything.
You don't really know anything except what people know. You just know the players. I, by the way, full deep in. I mean, deep, deep in.
Ryan and I do this in every, like, investigational...
Oh, a big mystery.
Yeah.
We become detectives. I found this is, I believe to be true. And by the way, the other 20,000 members of my conspiracy group believe to be true. Lori's fake Facebook page.
Oh, yeah?
And once it got revealed, because she was going on and making all these posts...
Like a burner account?
A burner account.
In the group. That is talking about the case.
Yes. Yeah. When the news came out that, I want to piece it because the story is so complicated, so give me a second. Mm-hmm. When the news came out that she wasn't getting the $1 million life insurance policy, we believe that she started creating a fake Facebook page to encourage the reward for the finding of her kids to be $1 million.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a really weird Facebook account.
Does she think she's going to walk into the police department and say, I know where my kids are, and they're going to hand her $1 million?
No, well, the conspiracists think that she's going to, like, get a friend to tip and then get a portion of whatever that is, of where the kids are.
Right. So the thought process is that the kids are still alive, and they might be. We don't know.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, sure. But anyways.
I mean, you can hope.
This account lasted for like all of 5 hours before this group of people like Loren and I revealed who it is. And then it got deleted.
You didn't mention me in that thing, did you?
No.
No. But, you know, when I signed up to join the conspiracy group, I said that I knew the family.
No. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave me out of it.
Yeah, 6 degrees of separation. We know the family now.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I was at their Thanksgiving.
And
like
it's
I
like, feel. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that might not even know what we're talking about. It's such a crazy twist-turned case.
There's a lot of spider webs in it, man. There's a lot of roads you could take.
Even the states are spider webby. It includes Arizona, Idaho, Utah, and now Hawaii.
Yeah. It's complicated.
You know, and there's going to be a Dateline special on it tomorrow night. But anyway, just thanks to everyone, by the way, who reached out and was checking on my well-being. Jenna said the first thing I did when I got into work yesterday was research the story and the timeline. I guess I know what I'm doing on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else said, after hearing about the case, I immediately Googled everything. This is so crazy. It really is.
I just wrote it down because we are staying in for Valentine's Day. Poor Dallas is going to be like, wow, this is the most romantic Valentine's Day we've ever had. Dateline, watching a murder mystery.
Yeah, crazy, crazy world. And it got us to that thought process yesterday, too, where it's like you just never know who it is in your life
mm-hmm.
who could do something crazy at the flip of a switch. It is very odd. All right, let's move on to Valentine's Day because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, Lorraine.
Yep.
What do you have for us?
So Charlotte has ranked on the most romantic cities list, but I'll tell you where it came in, and I'll also tell you if our neighbor that we love to the east of us beat us or came in after
Raleigh.
Us. Yeah. Mm.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Charlotte made a list, and I think it's a pretty good list. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and it's the most romantic cities. So apparently, Americans will spend $27.4 billion on Valentine's Day gifts.
Good gosh.
What?
Tell me, like, is this... This just reeks of a made-up holiday for consumers to spend money.
Hallmark taking the cash to the bank.
And I'll tell you what, I went to get cards yesterday.
Who do you write Valentine's Day cards to?
So I have one for my son, my husband, and then I have one for my son to Elena. Our au pair.
All right.
Right. You're laughing, but that's the thing. All I'm doing the same thing. I got to get Dean, Ruby, Amanda, Nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing any Valentine's Day cards.
But the Valentine's Day cards were terrible. Yeah. I was reading through them going, who's writing these?
Read us one. What do you have there?
That's probably not a good one. I'll do the kids one.
Yeah, read the kids one.
Okay. Deuterosaurus Rex, and it's a picture of a dinosaur with googly eyes, right? This one's for cash.
Deuterosaurus Rex.
Says, hope your Valentine's Day is just Rexcellent as you.
Oh, there it is.
That's the thing. Grandma sent Dean one yesterday, and he opened the card, and it was a taco, and it says, talk about a cool kid.
Oh, and he loved
That's
it.
Better than that.
I don't know. I'm pretty close. All right, where does Charlotte stand in the country in the way for top cities that spend money? Or
okay, so this was decided upon what people spend on greeting cards, jewelry, a night out, and the average person will shell out $196. So Charlotte came in number 29 overall.
Now? That's not bad.
No. Yeah.
That means we don't spend that much.
We usually land in the 20s on all these, like, national lists.
Yeah. There were four North Carolina cities on here.
Okay.
Raleigh, come in above or below us?
Above.
Yeah, above. They always beat us.
Yeah, we were 29. They're 21.
Damn it. Just a step class here, Nicole. You and those Raleighans.
Can I ask, what's this list again? Is this who spends the most money?
Yes. But they're calling it the most romantic cities in America.
Okay.
Based on...
What people are spending on greeting cards, jewelry, and a night out.
I don't know if I'd buy that Raleigh beats us, but okay.
Maybe it's more expensive in Raleigh. I don't know. But
just because they got the government. You know.
Nicole knows the answer, but she's not telling us. She used to work there and live there.
All right.
I don't think there's an answer.
What do you mean there's not an answer?
Like, I mean, I don't think that Raleigh's way more romantic than Charlotte.
Is it more expensive there, though?
No, it's way more expensive here. Everything is way more expensive here than Raleigh.
That's why I said I didn't buy that Raleigh beats us.
Yeah, but it's Cary. The city of Cary.
Yes, but Cary is not Raleigh.
But that Cary's there.
It's not. You don't tie those two in together.
Okay.
All right. San Francisco came in number one as the most romantic city, followed by New York City and San Diego.
Geez, okay. San Francisco, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And everything's expensive there.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You pay $4.50 a gallon of gas in San Francisco.
I did a blog, but the cheapest real estate in San Francisco was $300,000. Guess what it was?
What?
A parking spot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. Uh-huh. Telling you the truth.
It is really expensive.
That's crazy. All right, so we're number 29 okay. in the most romantic cities in America.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow at this time we'll be setting up our garbage truck right here at 1520 South Boulevard so that you can come down and trash your ex. I found out somebody dropped off a bunch of stuff in the lobby yesterday for us to trash.
I think I saw like a lamp. Like a lamp?
Now, the cool thing is that it had a post-it note on it. So the person, we told anybody that if they drop something off to leave a post-it note so at least we could read what it is before we throw it in the truck.
Okay, good.
So trash your ex. You could bring down your ex's stuff that you don't want to have around the house anymore, stuff they left behind in the garage tomorrow between 7 and 9.
Now, we have Beach Mountain lift passes and tickets to the retro party to give to you. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're going to be at Beach Mountain for their 80s weekend coming up next weekend. If you want in and come party with us, you might want to be listening in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The 9th annual Totally Retro Apparel Contest at Beach Mountain Brewing Company Tap Room and Grill, where we're going to be next weekend. Looking for call number 9, Amy and Shelby. You are call number 9.
Yay! Yes.
And by the way, I hear it's something special is going on.
Yes, it's my birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Her birthday.
49.
It says here is the 23rd, so she'll celebrate her birthday up at Beach Mountain with us during this 80s party.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right. Do you want to play a quick game with Roy?
Sure.
Okay. You said you were turning how old?
49.
I find that hard to believe. According to ratings, we don't have any 49-year-olds listening to us.
Right. You sound very young.
All right. Amy, you lived through the 80s, like myself. Roy, on the other hand, didn't and doesn't know much about the 80s. Let's see if you could take Roy down in a game called Guess That 80s Movie, okay?
Okay.
It's very simple. I'll give you characters or a concept, and you yell out the movie, okay?
Okay.
All right. Daniel and Mr. Miyagi.
Daniel. A Karate Kid.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Wow. Lorraine, will you keep score, please?
Sure.
That's Roy 1.
Okay.
All right. Amy versus Roy. Here we go. Marty and Doc.
Oh. Back to the Future.
Wow.
Wow, Roy.
I'm so slow this morning. I'm driving.
Okay. You keep your eye on the road. Let Roy wow all of us. Now it gets a little harder. Maverick and Goose.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
I knew that one. She beat me to
it. Did you? I've never seen that movie.
I've heard you say Maverick and Goose so many times, dude.
That's all,
your movie.
All right, here we go. Amy and Shelby, Roy, name this 80s movie. Number 5 is Alive.
Well, that's a hard one.
Number 5 is Alive.
I'll give you a hint. Number 5 is a robot.
Austin Powers? No, that's 90s.
I don't think I even know this one.
I'll give you another hint. Yeah. Steve Guttenberg stars in the movie.
Who's Steve Guttenberg?
He plays Mahoney in another movie that I'm going to ask you about.
No idea.
All right. The answer is Short Circuit.
Oh, I don't think I ever saw it.
Number 5 is Alive. Need input. All right. How about Jake and Samantha fall in love in high school? And Anthony Michael Hall stars as a character named Farmer Ted.
Is it Pretty in Pink? No,
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Lorraine, do you know that one? Jake.
I was going to say The Breakfast Club, but.
Nope. It is 16 Candles.
16 Candles.
Oh, that close.
Yeah. That's one of those big movies. I've heard that before.
Yeah, 16 Candles is a good one. All right, congratulations, Amy and Shelby. We will see you next weekend at Beach Mountain.
Thanks so much.
All right, you got it. All right, up next, we're going to talk about Lorraine and her pregnancy crying. It's a real thing.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
A little behind the scenes before we get into Lorraine crying at the flip of a switch because she's pregnant. And it is a real thing. And if you're a mom and you're doing the same thing, give us a shout at 704-570-9595 and tell us, like, what thing has triggered you in the last 24 hours.
Ooh, I love this. What's your trigger?
Yeah.
I love this segment.
But off the air, producer Nicole is so excited for our trip to Beach Mountain next week. We're going to go host the 80s party, and we're giving away lift passes. We got one more shot for you to win tomorrow morning. And she's going through and saying that there's going to be a ton of trails open, Lorraine. And are you excited to go skiing with me? And then you had to break the news and tell her.
Yeah, I can't ski while I'm pregnant.
Did you forget about that, Nicole? That there's a little baby?
That pesky little baby bump of mine.
I did. But then I got protective because I'm like, well, whatever she does, like, what if she's walking on snow and trips.
You better be there to catch her. Nicole's also following this whole pregnancy since Go. Nicole's been following it, and she's got this app that we had, too, when Amanda was born. What's the app do, Nicole?
It, like, tells you what's the size of it. Like, is it a Pringle?
Yeah, do you want to know?
It's a fruit, right?
Well, I have different comparisons. Okay. So right now, she's at 22 weeks and 6 days. Tomorrow will be 23 weeks.
Let's go with the 23 weeks. What's the fruit for the 23 weeks? Because I'm closer to that.
Well, hold on. The app doesn't update until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No, you can just flip through it.
I've really derailed this segment.
Here we are.
Yeah, you have.
Your baby is as big as a Furby.
Oh, wow, that's pretty big.
Remember those things?
That's pretty big.
Yeah. And then if you want to go fruit, grapefruit. Then if you want to go movie props, your baby is as big as the magnifying glass from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's pretty big. It seemed like yesterday it was big as a Pokemon card. So we're really gaining speed.
We're chugging along.
But with your pregnancy, you are crying on the dime. And it happened yesterday. We were in the studio. And we were discussing, when we say, not it wasn't your replacement, but when you're on maternity leave, we're going to have people sitting in. And I could tell that was really tough for you to listen to us talk about all these people sitting in your chair.
It was. Like, I had to leave because I could feel myself start to cry.
I saw it. Your eyes were getting all watery.
I'm like, I'm gonna cry right now. It's just like, it's so hard to like hear like, oh, these people are going to quote unquote replace you while you're gone. And then it puts more pressure on me because I'm like, well, I have to be ready to go in 4 weeks and do check-ins from the house, because if I don't, my spot might not be here when I get back.
What's this fear that you think we're going to give away your job?
I don't know.
You're pregnant once before, you know.
I know, but
you
like,
come back.
I know. I don't know. I have like this.
Your name's on the show.
Such an insecurity about it. And then I cried for no reason the other day. My son wouldn't eat dinner. And like, it threw me for such a loop. I was like, I felt like such a terrible mom that I was sending my kid to bed without dinner. And he was going to wake up during the night. He was going to be hungry and he was going to be crying. I literally was up all night.
These hormones are playing with you.
Oh my.
That's what it is, right?
And they really haven't up until probably 2 weeks ago when I got sick. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like the whole dynamic of my body has changed.
803 said, I cried when I was pregnant because Chick-fil-A gave me the wrong sauce with my meal.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that if you've had a bad day, and that's just that's the icing on top of the cake.
Yeah, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
That's like one time I went to McDonald's and I asked for honey mustard and they gave me hot mustard. And I'm like, who eats this? Where's hot mustard?
It's funny too, because like I can be so swayed in how I'm feeling too. When we were coming back from New York City last weekend, Dallas, like my husband had this anxiety about this week of work that he was going into because he was flying from New York to San Diego. And he was like, I just feel like something's going to go wrong this week or something. Like, and he had this anxiety. And then by the time I got home, I had the anxiety and I was ready to cry. And I was like, am I just coming off like vacation blues, or did you just totally sway me into a pregnancy moment?
704-570-9595. We've got a bunch of lines open for you guys to tell us and tell Loren that she's not the only one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's the strange thing that made you cry, pregnant ladies? We said in the last 24 hours, but if you got one to drop, you know, from a while ago, because somebody did text and say 8 years ago they cried when they went to see Monster Jam, the Monster Truck Show. Mm-hmm. She said she was pregnant and cried when Gravedigger's music played. She was so excited.
Let's talk with Cheryl and Matthews. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, when was the last time you cried?
Well, I mean, it happens often, but let me just tell you, it's not even just pregnancy. It doesn't end like these little tiny babies. So my baby was born, I don't know, like 3 months ago. And like just the other night, we're sitting in her high school orientation and I'm hearing the principal talking and he's saying all these things about like cumulative grades and everything kind of faded. And I just kept hearing words like 4 years, career, fast pace. you know, and I looked at my little tiny baby who's just, in my mind, 3 months, and I said, Riley, I'm either going to burst into tears or throw up. And I was dying. I was just dying. My poor little tiny thing is going off to high school.
No. Yep.
High school.
It happens. So what you're telling Loren is she's got way more crying ahead of her.
She's got way more crying. Get a lot of stock in Kleenex.
Great.
Thanks, Cheryl.
We just got a text message from 704 that says my sister is pregnant and had a full-on meltdown at the grocery store because she wanted a frozen cheese pizza and they only had pepperoni.
And we're only laughing because we know you laugh about this.
Yeah, afterwards. In the moment, yeah. It's like the most devastating thing in your entire life. And then, you know, when you get past it and you're like, once you've had a nap and you're fully rested, you're like, well, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Let's talk with JC in Gastonia.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. First, I want to say congratulations to Loren for having a new baby.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So, my part I cried on when I was pregnant with my second daughter, my mom would take me to McDonald's, and I always ask McDonald's for a hot fudge sundae. So I say, can you layer it with hot fudge, ice cream, hot fudge, and ice cream? So we get to the front. And they have a whole bunch of ice cream and a little bit of fudge. And I started bursting out crying. And my mom was like, what's the matter? And I'm like, they didn't layer it with fudge and ice cream the way I wanted it. And everybody in the McDonald's was looking at me. And I didn't even want the ice cream anymore after that. I was like, I'm done. Like, I really wanted hot fudge and ice cream. Like, I don't know, how hard is that?
Yeah, your body is such an amazing thing, though, JC. It's like, here you are crying over a hot fudge because you're pregnant, and you wouldn't be doing this if you weren't.
Right.
I know. I would cry over little stupid stuff. Like, my daughter forgot. I have an 8-year-old as well, and the new baby should be 2 in April. And if I didn't get a kiss from one of them or same thing like Loren, if they don't want to eat, I think the same thing. Like, what if they wake up starving and... Same thing, I'm a bad mom, and you just cry over little stuff. Even when I'm not pregnant, if I come home and I feel overwhelmed with the kids, it's just like, you want to cry. My husband was like, okay, you need to go sit down somewhere.
So thanks, that just reminded me, Dallas and I were out to dinner one night, and the place that we were at didn't have mocktails. I really wanted a mocktail. And the guy made me something that I hated. And I was like, it's too sweet. And Dallas is like, well, what do you want? What do you want me to do? And I'm like, I want you to come up with the fact that you've got to go back to the bar and give me a new one.
Did he come up with that fact?
No, not his own.
Still to come. We have plenty of text messages and phone calls that we'll dump on the Rap Party podcast, which we'll post up after the show today. Go listen to that. Funny, funny stuff's coming in.
By the way, I think sometimes I'm pregnant because some of these things move me, too. That Hot Fudge Sunday spoke to me.
How about Alicia Mooresville, who couldn't get chicken pot pie for dinner and it freaked her out?
We'll
have her on the Rap Party podcast. Up next, though, we got to change gears and dive into something kind of interesting. Nicole's friend lives in China and sent her a text message.
Yeah, giving an update about what's going on with the coronavirus and what's really happening in the streets. It's very fascinating. A little different than what is on the news, too, which we'll get into that coming up at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Nicole, our producer, you know someone that's in China.
Yeah, you could say I have cultured friends. Cultured friends.
There you go.
Yep.
So is this person someone who was born and raised here in the U.S. and now lives over there?
Yeah. Okay. So I grew up with this guy and we went to college together. And not like amazing friends, but we're very much in support of one another. And he went he's a teacher for the Peace Corps. So I can't remember what day it was, but we briefly talked about the
corona.
And your Manny, your experience with like a really short wait at a Chinese restaurant on our Rap Party podcast. And so he heard that and like reached out kind of saying like, hey, there's a little bit of a like what you guys are hearing over there might not necessarily be what's actually happening.
Yeah, like Manny was talking about how he thinks people are kind of being, I guess it's racist. I guess that's the
right term. I mean, maybe, I don't know if it's necessarily racist, but overly cautious about the Chinese food place that I normally get Chinese food, 20-minute wait, 5-minute wait, and the place was dead on Tuesday night.
Because they think that if they eat their General Tso's, they're going to get coronavirus.
I was wondering if that's the case.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So you just brought that to our attention, and so he reached out and basically just said many cities have become increasingly difficult to navigate in or out of for fear of spreading the disease, which is understandable. Masks are basically now mandatory if you leave your apartment, and some apartments allow you to leave only once per day. Wow. A new 14-day self-quarantine has been put into effect, and he says, he's like, I'm honestly okay with this. He said plenty of food is still available. There, I know you guys see photos of empty supermarkets that have been circulating, but that's not the case. He said the high numbers of infected are troubling, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. People here are truly resilient, and I bet if you ask the recently returned China Peace Corps volunteers, they would insist on remaining here. And then he said, I encourage you not to spread racist remarks, as that doesn't help anyone, especially during a time a lot of people truly need help. For a city of millions of people, watching half a dozen cars at one time during one of the busiest periods of the day is very strange. There's still no word on when school will start back. Some provinces have pushed to early March for restarting, but no word just yet.
Huh. That's interesting. I'm so glad that he reached out. That's someone from inside China, you guys, who is telling you firsthand what's going on over there. And the fact that there's light at the end of the tunnel, you like that. I don't like the fact that people are being racist towards it. I mean, it has nothing to do with race and everything to do with where the disease started, whether it started here, Australia, New Zealand, wherever you want to.
Yeah, and he sent a picture that of, like, I guess one of their major highways that I guess is, like, usually...
Oh, that's eerie.
Yeah, like, it's usually, like, L.A. traffic there where you don't see anything. You don't even see the road. There's so many cars, and it's completely empty.
Yeah,
I read an article, I think, like, 2 days ago that the masks that they need to wear, that there's a shortage of the masks and that they're sold out pretty much everywhere.
I couldn't get over the fact they built that hospital in 2 weeks. Did y'all see that?
Mm-mm.
They had video of it. It was like 50 cranes side by side, and they were building it so fast, and within 2 weeks, they built the whole building.
Yeah. You know, I mean, coronavirus, like we've heard from experts, including Dr. Sam from UNCC, who came in a couple weeks ago to swab and find out who the germiest MRL show member is, and thank you for winning that contest.
You.
Yeah, me. We have to worry about the flu here. That's our thing. Flu is at an all-time high. The flu map is red from state to state here. Yeah. You know, and the flu kills people.
Yeah, it killed like 80-some thousand people last year.
Yeah.
So they like. So I guess the coronavirus is kind of like the flu.
Yeah. Well, they got to find a cure for it. You know, that's the thing. So, all right, tell your friend we said thank you for the update. Okay.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So Loren has 57 wins. Can't beat Loren, and you are probably the one that can take her down.
But I will cry.
Yeah.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Allison in Marshville. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Now, Allison, you played before.
Yes, we tied.
All right, let's see how you do today.
Okay, thanks. Get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Yay! All right. Loren is walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Who's that other voice we just heard, Allison?
That's my son, Joey. He's 10.
All right, Joey. Let's see how you two do, okay? You guys ready?
Yes.
Online reports say that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting, but they haven't confirmed that news yet. What is the name of the band that Joe is currently touring with?
Brothers.
Okay, question two. Camila Cabello just dropped a music video for her song My Oh My with DaBaby, Charlotte's very own DaBaby. What was the name of the girl group that she was in before going solo? Three?
No answer there.
Okay.
Fifth Harmony?
No, I got in too late. I got to have that countdown clock. All right.
It's fine.
Question three. Reports say that Justin Timberlake's bending over backwards to make things right for his wife. Who is his wife?
Jessica Biel.
Question four. Katy Perry's song Roar has reached a new milestone with having 3 billion views on YouTube. True or false? Katy Perry is a judge on American Idol.
True. I don't know.
All right. And question five. LeBron James started the I Promise School for at-risk students who will be getting 4 years of free tuition. What's the basketball team that LeBron currently plays for?
Who is it? The
What'd Joey say?
Lakers.
Three. Okay, come on in, Lorraine.
In California. I don't know.
All right. Shh. Okay.
Yeah,
how did Allison do?
Her and Joey had to do a little consultation, but they did okay.
Yeah, they got four correct.
Okay.
All right, question one. Hey. Online reports say that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting. They haven't confirmed that news yet, though. What band is he currently touring with?
The Jonas Brothers.
1-1.
Camila Cabello just dropped a music video for her song My Oh My with DaBaby. What is the name of the girl group she was in before going solo?
Fifth Harmony.
That is correct. The Allison didn't get it quick enough in the countdown.
Oh.
2-1.
The reports say that Justin Timberlake's bending over backwards to make things right with his wife. Her name is?
Jessica Biel.
3-2.
Katy Perry's song Roar has reached a new milestone with having 3 billion views on YouTube. True or false? Katy Perry is a judge on American Idol.
True.
It is 4-3.
And LeBron James started the I Promise School for at-risk students. He's going to give these kids 4 years of free tuition. That's pretty awesome. What's the name of the basketball team that LeBron currently plays for?
He is currently playing for the Lakers.
Joey got that one right for her.
Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you have 58 wins.
That was a good collaboration, guys. Joey, Allison, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
We're Joey and Allison, and we can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks. Thanks for playing, guys.
Still to come.
War of the Roses. Today is a Valentine's Day version, as you can imagine, with V-Day tomorrow. Abby says that Darren planned a Valentine's Day dinner, then canceled it, and it's all kind of weird. The back and forth between the two is amazing. Don't go anywhere. Brand new War of the Roses comes your way in 6 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Abby's on the phone for War of the Roses, and Abby, you have been dating Darren for just a month. You thought it was kind of weird. You said in your message that he asked you Valentine's Day, something happened, and then he asked you again. What is this?
Okay. he says, sorry, I can't do Valentine's Day night. It's just too complicated. I can't get into it. I was like,
that's weird.
So I did, you know, I'm trying to be cool. So I was like, all right, no worries. All good, you know. And so, but less than 5 hours later, y'all get this. Less than 5 hours later, he texts back. So I don't even hear his voice to know whether he's legit about this, okay? So he texts back asking if Valentine's Day night could be back on. So I'm just like, what? I don't know what to say back. I don't know what to do, you know? Was he supposed to go with someone else? And then he came back to me.
This is one of those weird situations to where you've only been on like 3 dates, only been together for a month. You're probably not exclusive, I would assume.
We did talk about it, and okay. He did say that he wasn't seeing other people, so I stopped seeing other people too, you know? Pretty much thought we were on the same page, but when this happened, it was like mixed messages.
Let's take it from the other side, though, Abby. Like, what potentially could have happened? Maybe his job got in the way. Maybe he was supposed to go away. Maybe it's a personal family thing that came up. If he said mm-hmm. it was too complicated, maybe he doesn't want to drag you down into it. The only way to find out is if we call an offer from the roses, and if he sends them to someone else, then you know your hunch is right.
Let's make sure it's not this.
Okay. All right, Roy, you ready to dial up Darren?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're going to dial him up. Abby, don't say anything. You got to stay quiet until we get who he wants to send the roses to, especially if it's not to you, okay?
Okay, my lips are sealed, throwing away the key.
Yep.
You just let me know.
Mind your manners, Abby. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, I got him on the... here we go, I'm down him now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Darren, please.
May I ask what this is about?
My name's Megan. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm actually calling to let you know that you've won a dozen beautiful free red roses to send to someone free of charge. And I'm just calling to get that information from you.
Oh, no, I didn't enter a contest or anything. I don't know why you'd be calling me.
Well, one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post, and we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses for Valentine's Day.
Okay. That's kind of cool. Who was it? You know who tagged me?
I'll be able to see it at the end. I just have to enter the name.
I don't even care. It's fine. It's
okay.
You know what? I don't even know. I'll tell you the truth. I'm seeing three different girls, so it's. Is there any way I could split it up? Because I've been running the whole dating website scene, and I've been crushing it, man. And there's three of them that I really like, and I've been, you know, seeing them. I kind of like to just split it up between the three of them.
I mean, we don't typically do it, but I think I can make an exception this once.
Just do you're my sweetest Valentine, all three of them, and do one for Lisa, one for Abby, and one for Megan.
Okay.
It's so crazy, man. I actually had two dinners planned for Valentine's. One of them was supposed to be at a different time, and then she canceled on me and moved it. And so I had to, I re-asked out another girl. I had to text her back and try to get her back on for dinner. Because, you know,
wow.
I don't know. Free Valentine's, you got to line it up and knock it down, you know, when you're young.
You're quite the Casanova.
Well, you know, my mom always said I was pretty romantic like my daddy, so I just try to.
I don't know if that's a good thing. I'm sure Abby would agree.
I don't know. I think she's pretty into me. I'm nice to her. You know?
Do you like Abby more than everyone else?
I mean, I would say maybe a little bit more.
If you had to guess that one of the other three women, Darren, is on the other line and heard everything, who would you think that was? That called the Manny, Roy, and Loren show's War of the Roses to see if you were worth dating or not.
Excuse me? Who's this?
Manny.
You are on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. Which one of the other women do you think is on the phone?
Guys.
Which one?
I don't know. Megan kind of seemed like
a bitch,
but.
Oh, my gosh. You did not just say that.
Oh my God!
Oh, come on, man!
What is wrong with you?
Give me a break.
Person on the other line, why don't you reveal yourself to Darren?
You moronic douche canoe! Your V-Day night went from 2-1. Okay, dude. Like, are you always this stupid, or is today a special occasion for you?
Oh, you still don't know who it is,
dude? That's Abby.
Yes. Come on, Abby. Look, mostly.
Yes.
Guys, come on, Abby. Don't do this. This is ridiculous.
Whatever. You blatantly lied to me and told me I was the only one. So I stopped seeing other people.
I didn't.
I thought we were on the same page.
I said you were the favorite one.
What? Well, no, to me in our text, you said I was the only one you were seeing. So I just stopped seeing other people.
Look, we don't.
I mean, you blatantly lied to me. Why would I? And you're ruining the dating game for the rest of us by doing.
So Abby, are you done dating him? You're not going to see him again?
Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Of course I'm done with him. I mean,
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Shocking War of the Roses between Abby and Darren.
Abby found out that just after a month of dating, Darren was seeing someone else. He made reservations for Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow night, by the way, canceled them, and then 5 hours later said, hey, can you go back? And you know what I love about that War of the Roses? You got to go back and listen to it on the War of the Roses podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. He tells Loren everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, has diarrhea of the mouth. Just spewing out all the nonsense.
He's like, you know, I actually had to cancel on one of them and then bring the other one back. And I was so guilty.
I just like that he wanted to send four flowers to somebody. Like, if I ever received four flowers from somebody, I'd be like, what's going on here?
Right?
So random.
Chances are you either know someone or maybe it happened to yourself. Maybe you are one of the nearly 200 people in the Carolinas that are going to either break up or file for divorce. I guess the 200, since it's a record, are divorces. Nearly 200 North Carolinians will file for divorce on Valentine's Day.
On the day? Now, I wonder if that is purposefully done, or is it because our court system is backed up, or... You know, is that like a normal day of divorces in the Charlottes? You know what I mean?
I don't know. According to data compiled from court records and stats kept by the state, Charlotte will put in 58 on February 14th, 58 divorces, followed by Raleigh with 54.
Well, there you go. For once, we beat Raleigh in divorces. That's
beat him in something.
And then broken up around the rest of the state, you know, with little fewer numbers. But if you're someone who is broken up with or divorced, or maybe you're what if you're one of the 58 planning on filing papers tomorrow?
You got an axe to grind.
That's a cool move, man.
But maybe it's just the way it falls. Like you just kind of said, like, you know, maybe that your attorney wasn't around. Now all of a sudden your attorney's back and, hey, I'm doing it on Friday. Just happens to be Valentine's Day. You don't believe that.
No.
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Did you break up or did you get divorced on Valentine's Day? That's what we want to hear.
58 people in Charlotte are going to file for divorce tomorrow.
We just got an awesome text message, too, by the way.
Go ahead.
My mom got divorce papers served on Valentine's Day by somebody pretending to deliver flowers.
Oh, maybe that's the move. You know, you want to get get them served, and that's the day where a lot of strangers are giving flowers and knocking on your door. That's not a bad idea.
That's just twisting the knife.
So you really believe that Valentine's Day is symbolic of something, even if it was like... See, to me, it's like because it's the end of the week. Maybe that's why the number is 58 this year.
That's how I feel. I feel it's just the way our system's set up.
But Ren thinks that there's actual Valentine's Day meaning to the divorces and the breakups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was petty.
If.
Good thing you're not.
Yeah, you know. That would be the day, man.
Here's someone who knows all about it.
Let's talk with Jennifer in Lexington. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Show. You've been divorced twice, so you're kind of a pro at this.
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, you poor thing.
It's okay. You don't really get to choose. It's just kind of when it falls, when the court is really backed up, so... It's when it falls. I don't know anybody that's ever gotten to choose.
Okay, so that's like the courts say, hey, this is the date that we're going to make your divorce happen, and that's just the date.
Yes.
Oh, it takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to choose. You can choose like when you file, I would say, but you can't choose when it goes through.
Would it be funny if the judge this Friday is like going into the courtroom wearing hearts? You know, all excited for the holiday. It's divorce court.
Well, you usually don't even have to go to court. They just send it to you in the mail.
The 58 in Charlotte is who will file. So that means that their attorneys will actually take the papers to the courthouse tomorrow.
Okay. They probably planned that.
Okay.
I should have done that.
You and Loren.
What's your dating situation now? I imagine, like, are you jilted or are you going to get married again? What's the deal?
I'm jilted. He cheated, so I'm pretty jilted at the moment.
Both of them cheat or just the last guy?
Just the last guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer, are you on any apps or any dating websites?
I was, but it's pretty trashy out here. Like that guy, that last guy talking to three people. Yeah that happens all the time.
It's the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm in my 30s. We're not doing that.
And Abby said that to Darren on War of the Roses. She said, you're the reason why people hate dating.
Yes. Or the people that are married and say they're in an open relationship, or that we're not together but we live together.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Happy Valentine's Day. Bring your ex's stuff down tomorrow for our Trash Your Ex thing that we're doing. Got a garbage truck down here.
I burned all his stuff already.
Oh, that's awesome.
My girl.
Burned all.
Yes, I'm petty like Lorenz.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You know, she says that the guys that say they're in an open relationship but they're married, wouldn't, though, the next response be if you're dating and someone says, oh, I'm married, but we're in an open relationship? Great. Well, maybe I should talk with your wife so we can set some ground rules. And then how does he handle that response?
That's assuming you even want to be in an open relationship.
Assuming if you're okay with it. 100%.
Listen to this one. This text. Broke up with my ex on Valentine's Day. Got out of the car with him and got into the car with my now husband. Had now husband meet me and he pulled beside us in the parking lot.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So he was your friend, I guess, at the time that swooped you off your heels at the moment.
Somebody else texted and said they love Lorenz laughed after she said, I'm not petty. I'm not petty, right, Lorenz?
Yeah, but she's like, if I was petty. Oh, really? If.
Oh, Ren, we love that about you, that you know that you are.
I know.
All right. By the way, now is a good time to mention, again, we will have a garbage truck here at the radio station, 1520 South Boulevard in South End, right near Uptown.
Yep.
Now, the garbage truck will be parked in the parking lot from 7 to 9. Our friend Greg from Active Waste is bringing it. Big listener of the show. Actually, all the guys are at Active Waste, so thank you to them. Whatever you want to bring to throw in the garbage truck of your ex, do it. We'll trash it, take it to the dump, out of your life.
If I got some normal trash, can I just say it's from my ex and Greg will take it off my hands?
Yeah. We might get suspicious if you bring a bunch of baby toys and a bunch of kid stuff, yeah.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
But we don't care. The garbage truck is huge. Bring whatever you want. Trash your ex tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. right here on Kiss 95.1. Hey, up next, Lorraine, you just mentioned that Ron Rivera is giving Charlotte one last gift before he leaves for Washington, D.C.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's happening this weekend, and they're actually going to be on site, too. I'll give you all the details coming up in 5.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
I thought Ron Rivera was already gone. Move.
Where did he go? Who's he going to coach, Roy?
He went to go to be in D.C. with the Redskins.
Wow.
Look at you. Well, he's going to be here this weekend. I found an article that Ron is teaming up with Humane Society of Charlotte, and there's going to be a big yard sale that benefits the Humane Society.
So, like, Ron's getting rid of all this stuff before he moves it to D.C.?
I guess so. So there's going to be a ton of Panthers memorabilia, including signed and autographed pieces as well. Now, there is going to be a limit to how many each person can get. I guess there's like a two item limit per person. But you got to make a $5 donation at least to the Humane Society. But there's going to be apparel there as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a good idea. Did you see the guy for the Kansas City Chiefs, after he won the Super Bowl, paid everybody's adoption fee the following Monday that went to the Kansas City?
Oh, I saw that.
Humane mm-hmm. Society, and they emptied the place.
That's cool.
All the dogs were adopted, Nicole.
So now there is a catch for this weekend.
Oh.
It's only happening for an hour.
Oh, it's going to be a mad rush. Where is it at?
It's going to be like a flash sale, basically. So it's happening Friday, February 15th from 2 to 3 at the Humane Society of Charlotte.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be at his old house. Like, we're literally going to be in his front yard.
You know what? It's 3 hours. I'm sorry. This is a typo in the actual, because I'm looking at the Humane Society's tweet, and it says from 12 to 3. But even still, that is a flash sale.
Yeah, I would get there early. All the good stuff's going to go early.
I would, too. And they can't, you know, they can't hold anything for you because it's for a donation. So it's first come, first serve. And if you want more than two items, you better take a posse.
I wonder if Ron will, like, is he getting rid of, all of his Panthers gear? Because he doesn't need it anymore. I mean, he's got to keep something. It's his history.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll keep something.
Here's a key to my office.
His wife, Stephanie, is, like, such a fashionista. I'm like, I want to go just for Stephanie stuff.
Yeah. Remember they had a fire?
Yeah, I remember that.
A couple of years ago, their house caught fire, and they were just so nice about how great the community was and the neighbors helping them.
Yeah. Well, they'll both be on hand. Stephanie and Ron Rivera will be there to sign stuff, too.
Okay, cool. So more details, you can head over to kiss95.1.com. But Ron Rivera, one last gift before he heads out. And I was thinking back on the season. It is so crazy because it just came out the other day that David Tepper said that, you know, it's not a 100% guarantee that Cam's going to be the quarterback next year. And I think we all know that. I think anybody who's in Charlotte and keeps an eye on the Panthers knows that it's Cam's health that is going to decide whether or not he's a Panther.
Sure. He wants to be here.
Right. He does want to be here. Absolutely. He wants to be a Panther. He loves the city. But it just got me thinking, too, like what we've lost in the last couple of months is all that we've known, all I've known since I've lived in Charlotte.
Oh, we're starting over with like a brand new team, kind of.
Luke, Greg.
Yeah.
Ron. You know, Thomas Davis is gone now. Potentially Cam. It's like, you know, who's going to do the kickball tournament now?
I guess we will.
Well, I asked her.
MRL's kickball tournament.
That's right. I asked Kim's assistant if they were doing it, and she said, you know, they're just waiting to see because it's Cam's foot.
Right. Yeah.
Cam can't do kickball.
If his foot's messed up.
Coach.
Yeah. By the way, you know, Cam does the kickball tournament, and it's at Bank of America Stadium. It's a massive, huge event. When we do it, it's going to be like for 1 hour at a park. And we're not even going to get the reservation right.
Nobody will bring a ball. We'll have no ball. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got to check in with you, Roy Boy. We need an update on your Valentine's Day that went from disaster to something that's actually pretty cool.
Yes, if you didn't know, I forgot to make any Valentine's Day reservation. I was one of the many people who dropped the ball. I'll tell you what I'm doing coming up at 5.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, I had a little bit of a thing with Valentine's Day. Typically, every year I always organize the day, making the reservation or doing this or doing that. And Sterling was going to, I think, originally try to get an event, go to an event with me on Valentine's Day, but that fell through, and he told me that it fell through.
So, and he also told you, like, hey, don't worry about doing something. I'm going to try and get us into this event. Yeah.
And then he told me, hey, it didn't happen. I just assumed that he had, like, another plan. But no. He was trying to say, hey, you go do what you normally do. My thing didn't work.
I don't care if you're a same-sex couple or you're a heterosexual couple. You have the same issue, communication.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then we're like...
Because I totally see what you mean.
Oh, yeah, like I just assumed, well, if this was his holiday, he's taking it this time.
Right.
But I see his point of view, too, now, but well, this is your thing. You always want to do something.
I tried the one thing. It didn't work, so of course it's up to you.
Back
to you.
Back in your court.
So I see both sides to this. And so then we're sitting there, and I realized through a series of questions, like, hey, do I, like... need to know something for Friday? Do I need to dress a certain way? And he's like, I don't know. You tell me. I'm like, oh boy, yeah, we don't have anything planned. So of course,
you didn't say anything.
No, I brought up the fact that we don't have a plan.
Was he upset with that?
No, not at all. If it was up to him, we wouldn't even celebrate Valentine's.
Yeah,
we would just hang out and treat it like any other day of the week. So I went to go make a nice reservation. All the nice restaurants are taken. Of course. And so I'm like, okay, well, I have to do something in the house. So I am planning a special thing in the house. Lauren has even been counseling me on this and helping me with it. I've gone to her for advice to execute it.
Okay.
Things have been ordered. I've gotten like 7 boxes at the house.
Holy
cow. And I'm hiding
cow.
Them. And I have to do a whole big setup. He's going to be working from home. So he's going to be under a lockdown in his office.
Oh, that's inconvenient.
You're telling me. I even asked him. I was like, are you sure you can't go to work?
Can't go to the office today?
So I told him. I was like,
how long will the setup take?
Probably an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lock him in his room for an hour, and I'm just going to be very busy in the whole house getting everything together as quickly as possible.
I know you don't want to give it away, but let me ask you this. Does it have to do with something physical?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Will there be rose petals involved?
There will be,
You're going to put rose petals from his office to the location where you're setting up.
That might be a nice touch.
I watched The Bachelor.
All the rose petals.
All right. Let's see, but then I got to clean it up later.
Your dog will eat them.
Animal rose petals.
And then puke them up the next day. Then you can clean that.
I wasn't planning on that. No.
Is this event that you're doing typically a romantic thing?
It could be.
Could be.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I had people, because I guess people really want to know what I'm doing. And I don't know why they care so much, but I had people sending me DMs. And I'm like, are you proposing?
Right.
And it's not that.
Next mail or proposal. You'll find out Monday morning.
if I propose, you'll find out.
Let me try something here, guys, because I can't get it out of Roy. Let me try Lauren. Lauren, what's he doing?
No. Nice try.
You should be at least a little bit more.
I was trying to be right
so
here.
Smooth. No, he's not listening. His headphones are broken. Speaking of Valentine's Day, and Roy, you'll update us Monday and let us know what you did and give us the...
Oh, I'm sure I'll do photos
and
videos, and I'm still trying to figure out the food part. I have not planned on what I'm cooking that night.
Oh, so it's not... See, I thought maybe it was a cooking thing.
No.
That's what we're doing. We're doing taco night at our house.
We're going to be doing something activity-wise.
We're doing tacos and burritos, and as you know, a burrito is any kind of meat, cheese, and lettuce packed into a tortilla.
Yeah,
it's a burrito. Yeah, I know. That's one of our favorite best of moments is when we had the argument over what a burrito was. If you're like Roy and Sterling and you looked at each other and you're like, who made the reservations? Who made the plans for Valentine's Day? and you realize that nobody's done it. And here it is, the 13th of February. Don't you worry. MRL show, we're here for you.
We have some reservations to give away. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Give away one of these nice dinner reservations. Now, you don't get the meal. You have to pay for the meal.
Right.
But we got the spot reserved for you, and we're going to do that here in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you forget Valentine's Day like I did? Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We're going to bail you out. We got some dinner reservations set up. Let's talk with Jeremy and Charlotte.
Hey.
Hey, Jeremy. So you don't have anything planned for Valentine's Day?
No. I'm the first-class procrastinator. Everything I tried to book was already booked up.
Yeah, we hear you, and we hear it year after year. So what we do is we get our crew to get on early reservations and just save them underneath different names, you know, meaning Roy and Loren, Loren, Roy, and then we just give them to you so that you have to pay, but the reservation is saved already.
Absolutely, man. This is a lifesaver. One of these years, I'm going to learn my lesson and actually plan ahead, but it's just been so busy. My wife's been out of town for work with this new position she's got. So
yeah, man.
I've been juggling the full-time job and taking care of the babies while she's gone and just didn't get around to making that reservation.
Well, we gave you, where are you going? Where'd you choose?
I picked the Red Rock Indian Land, 7 p.m.
Oh, nice. You'll love it.
I've never been there, so I hope so.
Yeah, great food. Great chef down there. Red Rock, Indian Land. You guys enjoy your Valentine's Day night, okay? And don't tell her we did it. This is not where we're supposed to be taking the credit. You know, you made the reservation.
Absolutely. I'm going to try my best. It's under y'all's name, so I'm going to maybe try to walk in before she does.
Yeah. And by the way, don't think that just because it's under our name, you get, like, the better table. I just... They might. Like, our names ain't that cool.
I was definitely hoping we were going to get the special VIP treatment for that one.
Just use Loren's name and you'll get the VIP treatment.
Yeah.
It's no problem. All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your wife, and enjoy tomorrow night, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
You know, we got our text message from 330. Says, I wish my husband cared enough to make Valentine's Day special.
Aww.
He told me he's going to pick up a shift at work instead. I'm secretly hoping it's a ruse and we actually go do something.
Oh, man.
You know,
we need to call him and find out and make sure that that's going to happen.
I know.
Right? Like, I wonder how we can get a hold of him and be like, hey, idiot. But you know what, though? He's probably picking up another shift for finances to help the family. Can you pick up another shift another day?
Yeah, right.
Well, to think about it, if you're in the service industry, here we are talking about everybody going out to dinner. People need to work those shifts.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to make some pretty good coin.
You know, my dad's one of those doesn't believe in Valentine's Day. Thinks
yeah.
That you should.
Is he not doing anything for your mom?
I think they're going to do a little something, but he's definitely against the holiday. He thinks that you should be doing it every day, to which then I rebuttal and say, but you probably don't.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, do you?
And Jesus ain't involved in it. It ain't a holiday.
Yeah.
You got Easter. You got Christmas.
Work don't get you off for Valentine's Day.
I'll give you Thanksgiving because we say grace. And Halloween is against everything I believe, but...
By the way, it's nothing. My dad sounds nothing like that. But it's funny to create that character.
Yeah. Yeah, I know your dad.
Yeah.
Roy Sr. Okay. Hey, you were playing something funny. We should play this on the air. What's that thing that's going around on social media? You say the last show that you watched, and it is...
It is hilarious. The last show you watched is the name of your...
Kibbles and Bits.
Kibbles and Bits.
Yeah, the most private of area.
Yeah.
For men and women.
I'll just give you a little tease, okay? My guy... His name is Madam Secretary.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So this is going viral on Twitter, and we shared it at the MRL show because I think it's so funny. But if your manhood and womanhood had a name, it would be the last TV show or movie you watched. And mine would be Madam Secretary.
I got a good one, too. Mine's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, here's Manny's Junk.
I'm so excited about it. Are you playing, Loren, or are you out?
No, I mean, I'll play, but mine would be better if I was a guy, because the last thing I watched was The Bachelor.
What do you got, Nicole? Last show you watched? Nicole! She's not listening.
She's
but,
not listening to the show.
Peter's here. Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey.
Hey, so what's the last show you watched?
Last thing I watched was The Boys, Amazon
series. Oh, that's funny. I think Lost would be funny. That's a funny name.
Yeah.
We're getting, sorry, Lorraine, we are getting a lot of text messages. What's some of the funny ones?
So Young and Hungry. I've never even heard of that show, but that's a funny name.
We don't know if it's boy or girl, though.
I mean, does it matter?
Yeah, some people do tell you what they are.
Yeah. What we do in the shadows? That's funny. Supernatural.
This is a female, and she says that hers would be called Good Morning America.
704 said Jane the Virgin.
Producer Nicole, what's yours?
The Outsider.
Yes.
Oh, man. 704-570-9595. Let us know the last show or movie you watched that is the name of your, or your he or she.
Mm-hmm.
Call it.
The fun downstairs.
Yeah.
This person did not tell us if they're a guy or girl, but party down south.
Super size me.
Oh, these are great. These are great. All right. We'll have all of these because there's a bunch coming through. We'll put them up at the Rap Party Podcast. Make sure you listen to that daily. It's on the Kiss 95.1 app, and it's free. And it's like an extended MRL show.
Mm-hmm.
You get an extra 20 minutes a day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.